The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Some young offenders in Massachusetts are getting an offer they would be foolish to refuse. Instead of jail...
The human mortals want their winters here.
Shakespeare! More after this. For 17 years, Massachusetts' Berkshire County Juvenile Court has given young lawbreakers a chance to avoid jail time by serving stage time in a production of Shakespeare. CBS's Michelle Miller met two teens serving their time in an enchanted forest in a production of Midsummer Night's Dream, starring as Puck, a teenager charged with assault.
I was fighting my dad. I had no clue I actually fought him until the cops came.
You're sitting here before the judge. What are you thinking you're going to get?
More probation and a week or two in jail.
Instead, he's in a Shakespeare production, and his co-star, who plays Titania...
I've got ADHD and bipolar.
Says she can't believe they'd be allowed to rehearse with metal broadswords.
They're like the huge weapons.
So why would they do that?
I think that what they're trying to do is prove that, like, even though you have a juvenile delinquent, you can trust them.
It was former First Justice Paul Paracci who began sentencing troubled teenagers to the stage 17 years ago because he saw Shakespeare as the ultimate rebel.
If Shakespeare were alive, he most definitely would probably end up in this court. That gives him instant credibility with the kids.
But he knows there are some people who think he's too soft.
They think we're coddling them, whether they're placed on probation or whether they're sent away, and someday going to come out, come back, and go right back into the same environment. And if we don't help them get some new skills, they're going to continue on to a life of crime.
So far, it seems to be working. And as someone once said, all's well that ends well. I believe his name was Shakespeare. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.